Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Ken Davis, the resident historian in my brain trust, but also in a whole lot of others. He's the author of, his new book is called Strongman, The Rise of Five Dictators and the Fall of Democracy. This book will take your breath away, folks. You're going to want to buy two because you're going to want to give one away. You will not want to give yours away. Ken, thanks again for being here. Don't know much about history. Don't forget that whole series. Kenneth C. Davis, don'tknowmuch.com is the website. Ken, let's talk. We're talking about presidents. Who is another president that people wouldn't think about very much? Maybe they don't even, some people would say, what? He was a president? That you think is underrated and should be given a much greater presence in our and I'm talking about from history, people I'm talking about presidents that are not alive anymore, that you think should be given a much higher consideration.
That's an interesting question, and always comes up, and there are these shifts in how presidents are seen historically has been interesting in recent times. For instance, through most of my life, I remember people talking about Grant as somehow being an ineffective president and having an administration troubled by corruption, which was true. There were definitely people in the Grant cabinet who were corrupt. We heard about one of them recently, cabinet member Belknap, who was eventually impeached and resigned, but was still tried by the Senate. But Grant was quite a successful president in many respects. And he was one of those presidents, by the way, who considered running for a third term. He decided not to. He considered running again for another term later on and didn't work out. But Grant has come up considerably in the estimation of most people. One of my personal favorites went out of office very low and also moved up on the scale recently is Harry S. Truman, a man truly of the people. If you want to talk about somebody coming from simple roots, and a failed small businessman, we should mention, a failed haberdasher, a man who served in World War I.
Which all my small business owners do not look down on any small business owner who failed.
Absolutely not.
Folks know how hard that is. in fact, most of the successful ones listening right now have failed before too. So go ahead.
we learn from our failures, presumably, and we learn, we should learn from the failures of presidents past. So I guess on a quick note, those would be two that,
why do you think Truman?
And by the way, I should just mention there, I that's one Republican and one Democrat. I want to be completely bipartisan in my, judgment.
Why do you think Truman took a hit? Why do you think he was judged poorly initially?
I think that he was judged poorly initially because the country was going through an enormous change. First of all, he had to govern in the shadow of Franklin D. Roosevelt, and he was always going to be judged by his predecessor. The country was changing. The issues of the communism and world communism at the time and what that meant in terms of McCarthyism here in the United States. But he did some very, very bold and daring things as president that I think he took political hits for in his own time. And that might have been one of the reasons he was viewed as unpopular, although he won re-election, even though he wasn't supposed to. But two things in particular. First of all, and he was advised not to do both of these things. He didn't listen to his advisors. One was the recognition of Israel. Truman was, went out on a limb to recognize Israel's independence when he did. And the other thing, which I think is very much underappreciated, I write and talk about it a great deal, is Truman desegregated the United States military forces by executive order. That was one of the most profound changes to American society in recent history. And the civil rights movement really, in a way, takes a lot of impetus from that movement.
I think you're
right. And the integration of the armed forces, black
and
white.
I only got about a minute left.
Officers.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, though, what I think I know about Truman is that even though he was advised not to do that and he did it and he took a hit for it, he left office probably glad he did those things and not caring very much about what his legacy would be. He made the decision because it was the right thing for him. His legacy be damned. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely, and you know he had that sign on his desk: "The buck stops here," and that's a much forgotten idea for an awful lot of people in charge, not just presidents, but Harry Truman believed the buck stops here, and you can argue up and down about some parts of his policies, but he was a person who really did stick to his guns, and I think he was a person of extraordinary moral character. We can also question the decision to drop the bombs, the atomic bombs. That's been
debated for 75
years.
Hey, Ken, I got to wrap it up. DontKnowMuch.com is the website. Ken Davis, come back soon.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy Washington's birthday and the other presidents, too.
Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Check out his books. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.